Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, well. My God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right, we're a little late with this, but that's okay.
That's all right, we'll get to it, bud.
Right now, we are going to go inside the warped female brain. So if you're a man and you are confused about the way in which the rather crazy, rather unorthodox brain of any woman in your life works, you may text the question to Danielle, and she will provide you with a rare glimpse inside that warped female brain. 978 text. I dated a girl for 8 months, and this is now the second time I've dated her.
Okay.
Her father, whom she had no relationship with, died 6 months into our relationship, and the last two were very stressful, and she ended up leaving me.
Okay.
She said, there's no room for love right now. Will a death in the family cause a woman to leave you?
Yeah, I mean, it could be traumatic enough, even if she didn't have a relationship with her dad. But I hazard a guess, as Albie would say, that there's other things kind of going on, either within the relationship or within her life. And this is the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, and she just kind of needs a break. Or she could just be using this as a convenient out, because she can't break up with you.
I mean, that's probably what it is, unfortunately,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, especially where it's the second time you've dated.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she got back into it thinking like, yeah, I want to be back with this guy. And then once you get back together with the person, you're like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, my dad died. I didn't really have much of a relationship with him, so I guess I don't mind using him as an excuse.
Here's a 978 text. Danielle, please, will you give me some advice on dealing with a narcissistic woman at work?
Well, we don't quite have enough time to delve into how to deal with narcs. But if you go online and research dealing with narcissists, there are a lot of really valuable articles done by publications like Psychology Today, et cetera, that will give you some very helpful tactics. Narcissists, sociopaths are all people who are experts in the art of mental manipulation. They believe their own stories. It's extremely difficult to be in any kind of relationship, whether a romantic or a working one, with them. So just do a little Googling, and I think you'll find some effective tactics to help you out.
774 text. Why does my girlfriend get mad at me when I make sexy comments about her and ask her to fool around? She says it is the biggest turnoff. I don't get it.
Because you're probably running up behind her with your piece out, like, hey, baby. Like, you think they're cute, funny things, but to her, she's like, that's not even remotely sexy. Please stop trying to hang the towel from that.
Why are you a couple? Okay, because if she doesn't like it and you like it and she hates you when you do it, well, yeah, I just don't understand it.
978 text. I have hooked up with a girl now for about 5 times over the course of 2 weeks, and every time she is wearing the same bra. What's up with that?
Oh, this is a typical guy. First of all, it might not be the same bra. She may have several of the same style and color of
right?
bra because it's her favorite. I have a couple of bras in, like, you know, I have 3 in nude and 3 in black. Like, you should
sure.
make the investment
sure.
when you find a piece that you like. Some women just have, this isn't like the big fantasy of the woman with the big chest full of La Perla $500 bra, matching bra and panty thing. Like, it's just not practical. Some women don't do the whole thing. And for a lot of guys, that's wasted. Like, you invest in beautiful pieces that you're like, oh, he's going to love this. They don't even comment on it or look at it. They break the friggin' snaps trying to take the thing off you because they're inexperienced and they're just jonesing to get in your pants.
Well, that's because they have small hands.
Well, that's an advantage.
It's tough to undo it.
That's an advantage because you can get in there.
Here's a text that says, Danielle, do couples that take a break ever end up getting back together?
Yeah, it's rare. But sometimes you have couples that will take a break at one point. There's sometimes that you have people that meet that could be really good together if they met at a different point in their life.
Yeah.
Like my ex John that I dated when I was like 22, I wasn't ready for someone as mature and career driven as he was. If I met him now, it would have been perfect.
Bingo.
It would have been great. I think people just sometimes you get along and you're compatible and you do really well together, but maybe your life circumstances aren't in the right spot.
Right.
So maybe you just need to get to a certain place to have a successful relationship.
What was the deal? You were 22 and John was 74.
No, he was my age. He was only a year older than me.
He was
very driven. You know, he always used to tell me, he's like, you have no self-awareness. And I'm like, that's BS. And now I'm like, no, you know what? I didn't realize or become confident in who I was until probably my late 30s.
We are going inside the warped female brain. And when we return, there is a couple that just got engaged.
Sorry.
And
I mean, congratulations.
And what the bride wants to do when it comes to the invitation list is going to be very controversial.
Okay.
So we will discuss that coming up next.
As satisfying as it is to know when someone's celebrating leg day,
please look at me!
Why not fill your feed with stuff that really rocks? Connect with WAAF on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Stay up to date with rock news, things we're talking about on the air, special guests, contests, new music, and more. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. WAAF.
What could be better than having fast, reliable Wi-Fi with coverage throughout your home? How about having internet that can help you save money on wireless phone service? With Xfinity, you can get it all. The most reliable internet for all your devices and the fastest speeds from America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. Plus, with Xfinity Mobile included, you can switch your wireless carrier and save hundreds of dollars a year. If you're looking for speed, reliability, and savings, Xfinity has you covered. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $34.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, ask how you can get Xfinity Mobile included so all you pay for is data. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 4/21/19. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Limited to performance 60 megabits per second internet. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers.
Greg Hill here. If you're looking for a new gig, call my friends at Garage Doors Plus. They're currently hiring individuals with experience in door installation. For more information, call Garage Doors Plus at 617-458-1148. That's 617-458-1148.
Hey, it's Mike Hsu. Spring is in the air, and soon enough, you'll be dusting off your grill. We'll fire it up and lay on the best quality meats your money can buy. Head to Galemo's Market at 43 Milbury Street in Worcester. I always stop by Galemo's Market on a Thursday or Friday, and I check out their incredible spread of kielbasa and so much more. Grab some for a cookout, a party, or make an ordinary meal extraordinary. Stop by 43 Milbury Street in Worcester and see my friends at Galemo's Market. Great prices on marvelous meats.
Visit the 99 restaurants the day after the Red Sox win, and kids get a free meal from the kids' menu with every adult entree purchased. The 99 Restaurant. The official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox.
Hit it out of the park this month at Lux Auto Plus in Auburn. It's a whole new season, and your hometown team at Lux Auto Plus is already working extra innings for you, providing you with the biggest selection of inventory to choose from, including cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and even boats and motorcycles. To their excellent customer service department and for their always guaranteed credit approval for all. If your credit sucks, go to Lux. Lux Auto Plus, your hometown team. Route 20 in Auburn and online at LuxAutoPlus.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Springtime means yard work and lots of it. So when it's time to replace the battery in your riding lawnmower or tractor, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. The professional parts people will help you find just the right Superstart lawn and garden battery to make sure your mower starts over and over again. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Where can you find the right vehicle at the right price right now? At the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Hi, I'm Paul Koalas, president of Linders on Granite Street in Worcester. We'll always find quality late model pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, most still under factory warranty.
Like a 2018 Nissan Pathfinder SL four-wheel drive for just $26,495.
Visit us at Linders and drive away with the right vehicle at the right price right now.
Another Massachusetts winter in the books, and now it's time to see some green. Green grass growing, green leaves budding, and plenty of green dollar bills waiting for you to claim at FindMassMoney.com. They've paid out over $225 million over the past 2 years, but still have over $3 billion waiting to be claimed. Money from forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks, insurance proceeds, and more. So visit the Mass State Treasurer's Office at FindMassMoney.com and claim your green today.
The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Celebrate on your next adventure in a brand new 2019 Subaru Ascent, starting at just $31,995, or you can lease it for $339 a month. That leases for 36 months with $2,999 due when you sign. Featuring standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology, the Ascent helps to keep your loved ones safe. And with Subaru Starlink Multimedia featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, it's easy to keep up to date with constant updates on the Frozen 4. During the Subaru of New England Love Spring event, the Ascent starts at only $31,995, or you can lease it for $339 a month. To get complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Get a great deal on the 2019 Subaru Ascent and go love spring.
WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence. WWBX HD2 Boston.
Now back to the Hillman Morning Show. The only reason you'll turn down seeing the cleavage of 3 out of 4 people.
Hate to break it to you, but some of us like boobs.
Back to Inside the Warped Female Brain and the question about the wedding, Danielle.
Yes.
Casey, we normally do this during the 7 o'clock hour, but we have been running late this morning because Lenny Clark showed up, the actor-comedian showed up and interrupted everything and set us back a little bit here. So Danielle is kind enough once a week or so to provide you, if you are a man, with a little inside scoop on what exactly is going on inside the not very understandable brain of any woman in your life. And here's a 617 text. I have been with the same girl for 2 years. We just got engaged.
Congrats.
She stays in touch with her ex and wants to invite him to the wedding. I'm totally against it, especially because of the fact that she can't even be in the same room with my ex-wife. What is the infatuation with her wanting her ex at our wedding?
Because she has a fine relationship with him, and she knows she's never going to do anything with him, but that DB ex-wife of yours always gives her a side eye.
It's not a double standard.
It's always a double standard. It's the same thing as... going out for drinks after work with a coworker of the opposite sex. It's fine if she does it because she knows she doesn't want to slam Larry from accounting. But if you try to take Beth out from HR and grab a drink and talk about your boss and vent a little bit about him, forget about it.
So it's not about the fact that she wants to show off in front of him that she's getting married?
It could be that too, but that's very easily done on social media.
Right.
So especially when you have, a shared friend circle, which is always a tough thing after a breakup. You have to divide up friends, figure out who gets to go to what parties and what events, and then you have to bump into each other. So your ex is likely going to see the photos of the wedding with other friends that you know being tagged in the photos. So yeah. I think it's the very old female double standard on exes.
This always fascinates me because I've been through it. Like, what's going to happen? Are you going to get one last one in there right before they get to the altar?
Yep.
You know, it's like in the bathroom or you're at the church in some confessional or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just ridiculous. I was disinvited to a wedding because of this exact reason. The groom of this girl I used to go out with, she invited me because she's best friends with me and my wife.
Yeah.
But the husband didn't want us there.
You're kidding me.
Because I went out with her like 10 years previous.
You're kidding me.
It's ridiculous.
Can you blame him?
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Go in there, hey, right before you take your vows, how about you and me go out to the car?
Think about it the way I would think about it. That is one less gift you have to buy. Okay?
That's true. We did save that money. Okay. All right, Greg.
Wow, I can't
believe that's ridiculous.
I mean, I can't believe they disinvited the shoes to a wedding.
I had two ex-girlfriends at my wedding.
Who took your place?
My wife didn't care.
Who took your place at table 14? Who got your stuffed chicken with a cheese sauce?
Yeah. Oh, pound chicken.
Jeez. All right, let's see here. 508 text. SOS.
Yep.
My ex-girlfriend messaged me on Facebook yesterday. I responded, and she said, I'm crazy surprised you replied. This time last year, I messaged her, and she wanted nothing to do with me. Have the tables turned, and what do you think her motivation is this time around?
I'm going to put that through the Diane translator real quick. So last year, she was probably seeing somebody that she thought was great, and everything was going fine, and how dare you reach out to me? And she may have made an off comment to whatever guy she was seeing that you messaged her, and he's like, well, you better tell him to knock that off. So she wanted nothing to do with you. Now she's not with that guy any longer, and she's probably having trouble meeting people, and she might want to go have some sex with somebody that she knows and somebody she can trust and maybe get a dinner out of it. So now she messaged you, and then she has to play the whole, oh, I'm so surprised you responded. I didn't think you would, because I figured, like, you totally hate me, don't you? Because that's how you turn that around.
A texter would like to know if I was invited to the wedding of the pool magnate and Melissa Philbrick, and I was not. Obviously, the magnate said,
no way.
Forget about it.
No.
Yeah, not happening.
I don't want that one look at you.
I don't want
gone.
That stud here.
There goes the million-dollar wedding. Right.
Let's see. I have been dating my girlfriend for 4 years, and lately, we have been having less and less sex. She says she is always tired from work. Is that the truth?
Yeah, it's called you're in a long-term relationship, guy.
Yeah.
That's kind of usually what happens after, you know. If you're still holding on to the frequent good sex after 3 years, bravo. Because that's, you know, first year, you're all into it. Second year, you're still trying to hang on to something because there might be a promise of a future. Third year and beyond.
I love guys that don't get it. Yeah, she's kind of tired of having sex at 10:30 every night or two times a night or whatever it is. At the same time, missionary, the same way, and then you roll over and go to sleep.
Or being sweat on while your large figure pumps back and forth and suffocates.
Easy.
That sounds hot.
Here's a 617 text. Danielle, the time has come to buy a ring.
Okay.
How much should I spend and where should I go? I'm a business owner. I don't make Bezos money, but I do well.
Okay.
So how much and where?
I mean, you have to shop around. Don't just go to one place. Go to a few places. I like to encourage people to, A, visit the Jewelers Building in Boston down by the
Downtown Crossing.
Crossing, Washington Street. A lot of those places, you do have to make appointments with ahead of time. They're not going to, even if they say online they're open from 10 to 6, they may not actually be there, so call ahead. And you can go to, you know, some of the other traditional jewelers. But I would look around, look at the appraisals. You don't have to spend a gajillion dollars on a ring. You can find something very nice that your fiance, future fiance, hopefully, will love, that's within your budget. So I would talk to do a little research online for income guidelines for ring buying. Talk to the people at the jewelers. Obviously, they want to sell you something, so keep that in mind. But they may be able to give you a good estimate of what kind of window you should be looking at for your income level.
Yeah, if you're driving an S10 pickup, Just go buy the $1,000 ring at
Costco sells
Walmart.
Here's a text that says, I was invited back to Boston to visit an old girlfriend this weekend. What do you think her intentions are?
I don't have enough context on this.
I need to know how long you'd
been broken up for. How long were you together?
Do you owe her money?
Yeah. Mm. Are you living someplace else now? Right. Is she living because back to Boston? So I need a little bit more context on that one, unfortunately.
We dated for most of college. Here's the follow-up text. We dated for most of college, and there's an alumni event happening this weekend in the city, and she said I should come and stay with her.
Yeah. Smash, boom, smash automatic.
That's a booty call.
You think that's Smash City right there?
Yeah. Smash Fest.
Yeah. Because she said, stay with her.
Because she said stay with her. Yeah, yeah. That's what
right.
that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That is Inside the Warped Female Brain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.